Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcasting in this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 19, Matthew chapter 19, verse number 23. The rich young ruler has come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's just not solid, settled, and secure about being a possessor of eternal life. He says, tell me what to do, Lord. What good thing shall I do that I might have eternal life? The Lord tells him, keep the commandments. He says, I've been doing that since I was a kid. What do I lack yet? We find that the young man is just, he just doesn't have peace, does he? He doesn't have that filling. He doesn't have that rest and that hope that is found alone in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I still lack. I'm not solid. This isn't enough. I just lack what I need. I'm just not sure that I will, I have eternal life. The Lord says, if you'll be perfect, if you'll be made whole, go sell what you have and give it to the poor. Get rid of that baggage that you have, those things that you're trusting in, those things that you enjoy, what you put so much stake in life. And the Lord knows that. We're going to see that by the result, at least at this time. The man trusts in his wealth and his riches, and he wants this assurance, but he's looking at it as a trade, rather than just a necessity to follow the Lord. He said, you go give what you have, you sell it, you give it to the poor, you'll have treasure in heaven that way, and then come follow me. What good thing shall I do? What thing do I lack yet? What lack I yet? The Lord Jesus makes it very clear. He says, you lack me. You don't have me. And you need to have me. Come follow me. If you're under the hearing of my voice in this broadcast, if you're not saved, that's who you lack. You do not have the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and you need Him as Savior. You don't need the wealth of this world. You don't need station. You don't need fame. You don't need prominence, position. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. You need Him. Verse 23, then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily, I say unto you, that a rich man can hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, it's really hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Literal sewing needle, even a big one that you would sew burlap with, a camel cannot go through it. The eye of the needle or a gate in Jerusalem referred to that way as the eye of a needle, where camels would have to get down on their knees to be able to crawl through that gate. Most difficult for the camel owner with the camel's burden to be able to get the camel to go through that gate. Impossibilities. It's impossible for a man trusting in his riches to enter into the kingdom of heaven. When the disciples, verse 25, I think this verse is telling, when his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? All men have something, they say, and I begin to wonder, not that the disciples, the apostles, were rich and wealthy men, but some of them were men of means, one of them being a publican, four of them being fishermen. They're there at the beginning, on the front end of the food chain, if you will, for Capernaum, being fishers, having businesses, having boats and nets, having hired help and such as that. Who then can be saved? Who can be saved if a man with something, if a man with any wealth, cannot enter, or it's hard, most difficult for him to enter into the kingdom of heaven, who then can be saved? Who then? See, they don't say, reconnoiter that the poor are the only ones that can be saved. They said, who then can be saved? Because everybody's got something. Who then can be saved? And here's the answer. Verse 26, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with man this is impossible. I want you to understand the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. With a man and what a man can do, it is impossible for a man, a person, to be saved. It's impossible for a preacher to save a sinner. It's impossible for a priest to wipe away the sins of a sinner. It's impossible for someone to pay God, make a promise for their salvation, to make a deal with God. It's impossible for a man to save himself in any way. The redemption of the soul is precious. The Old Testament scriptures tell us, and man does not have a price in his hand that can pay for the sins of his friend's soul, nor his own. With man, it is impossible. It is impossible. With man, it is impossible for him to save himself. We need to hear that. So many religions and so many denominations that depend on the possibilities of men, the payment of men, the working of men, things fulfilled and things obeyed and things done. Quote-unquote churches making a list of stipulations or routes of progress to attain to salvation, sacraments being administered for the sake of the sinner to get that soul from hell and destruction and penalty and payment for sin into heaven. With men, it is impossible for a soul to be saved. Those that are relying upon ordinances in the church, the observance of the Lord's Supper to save the soul, with men, the things that men do, it is impossible. Those that rely upon baptism for the salvation of the soul, it's a work. It's what men do. It is impossible for a man to be saved by obeying such. Who then can be saved? The disciples ask. Everybody in this context, everybody has something. Everybody has some kind of wealth. Who then can be saved? The Lord says, with men, salvation is impossible. You know what? We need to just get a handle on that. With men, it is impossible. No man can tell another that he is saved. No man can tell another that he has saved him. With men, it is impossible. There is no way that a sinner can save themselves. No way. It's impossible. Impossible. There's just no way. With men, the Lord Jesus says, this is impossible. What's impossible? The salvation of the souls of men. Who then can be saved? The disciples ask. The Lord Jesus says, with men it is impossible. I'll tell you what, may God be pleased to reveal unto the world that salvation of the soul with men is impossible. We have so many today that are working salvation. They believe that an incantation, a repeating of certain words, will bring salvation. A universal idea. The idea of the universalist that an incantation can be said by the person to bring salvation upon their soul. God says, with men, salvation of the soul is impossible. But what's he say? And praise God, he just doesn't end it there. He tells us the truth that we need to know, that you and I, we cannot save ourselves, we cannot save another. But with God, all things are possible. So you have this rich man. You have the wealth that the disciples estimate themselves to have. The wealth that they estimate that all people have something. And they ask this question, who then can be saved? The Lord Jesus says, with men it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. That nothing is impossible to God. Even this impossible situation of a man saving himself is possible with God. God can save. It's just like when the Lord Jesus, as we saw an earlier time in this book, when the four bore the one man on his bed and lowered him down through the roof, the tiling through the roof, and set him before the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Those religious leaders there in that room there with the Lord, in that living room, that in that house of that man that where he was at, they said, this man blasphemeth. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And see, that's where salvation is at, is with the Lord. With the Lord. And in this chapter, the previous chapter, we've seen that the Lord is merciful to repentant sinners. It is his design, it is God's design to bring us the truth by his Bible, by his scripture, by his word, by his preachers, by his people, to bring the word unto sinners that we need him and his salvation, and that salvation is only had by the repentance of sins before God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ himself and what he has done on Calvary for the salvation of a sinner like you and me. The impossible is always possible with God. The impossible is always possible with God. And Jesus declares it. With men, it's impossible for one soul to be saved. But with God, it is, all things are possible. And so even the rich man that has this built-in trip up in his heart and his soul and his life of his wealth that he is trusting in and relying upon and enjoying and doesn't want to give up, with God, even that man can be saved. And there are those that are wealthy at times that are saved. Because salvation is not by what a man can do, what you and I can do, what we can do for ourselves, or what another descendant of Adam can do. But salvation is by what God has done. The Father sending his Son, and he becoming a man, and he being penned up on this earth for 33 years, showing that he's perfect, divine, pure, without sin, even the thought of it. And then he willingly giving his life on the cross of Calvary and dying, shedding his blood and dying and being buried. And because he is God, taking his life back again on the third day. And payment for sinners' sins and the granting of everlasting life and the rescue of sinners that'll look unto him for the forgiveness, for the help, for the salvation that they need. Not what they can do, but looking to the Lord Jesus and what he has done. If you're here and you're not saved, we point you to the Lord Jesus. With God, through him, all things are possible. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.